So what do you think the Rockets are right now to win the NBA championship? What's the odds?
I saw it the other day. I think they're plus one. I think they're even money.
Plus 160.
And the favorite is Golden State. I thought I saw plus 100. Maybe that was in the West. Actually, maybe it was West. Is Golden State the favorite at
Golden State is by far the favorite. To win the title, it's only plus 120.
Okay, so it was to win the West, they were minus 140, and the Rockets were even money. That's what I saw. And then third is Cleveland.
Odds to win. Warriors win championship plus 120. Won't win championship minus 160. Rockets plus 160 right now.
To win championship.
To win the championship. Nobody else is close.
So let me guess. It's going to go Warriors, Rockets, Cleveland, Toronto. Oh, man. Sixers or Spurs? Fifth. Let me go Sixers fifth.
4,000 plus 76ers, 1,500, 15 to 1.
Fifth?
It goes Warriors, Rockets. Cleveland is 5 to 1, plus 500. And then it goes Raptors, plus 700. So, in other words, if you bet 100, you win 7. And then it goes, I believe, Philadelphia. These aren't in order. I'm just looking through them. It goes Philadelphia next, which all that all makes sense. That's about where it should be. But the Rockets, a heavy, heavy favorite, one of the biggest favorites on the board in this first-round series. Ken McDougal would disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Ken McDougal thinks, watch this, watch out. It's been reported in Minneapolis that Tom Thibodeau has a secret plan to stop Harden and the Rocket offense.
He didn't actually say that. I wouldn't know because I don't.
Jimmy Butler, Jeff Teague, and Karl-Anthony Towns are all very, very good. This goes 7, and every Rocket should be concerned. You heard it here first.
I'm going to have to mute you too
because it's just getting too freaking crazy. Dude, back away. There's a secret plan to stop James Harden. Okay. All right.
The secret plan should be just double him high and force the ball out of his hands early in the possession. Or not even early in the possession. If James starts yo-yoing it a little bit and doesn't get rid of it, you go take it out of his hands with about 12 seconds to go and force the Rockets out of their rhythm offensively. The difference is you got Chris Paul, who's a real point guard anyway. Yeah. So as long as you get in his hands, you're going to be okay.
But the Rockets are better with the ball in James's hands. He proved that with his scoring and his assists.
Why you should take it out of his
and
hands.
And, oh, by the way, Jimmy Butler does do a good job on him on the perimeter. However, Jimmy Butler has been in games where James Harden scored 30 this year. So, that whole secret plan thing. I know Tom Thibodeau is a genius, a defensive genius, except they give up 107 a game. You know, other than that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is they're not a great defensive team.
No, they're not.
And the Rockets are a better defensive team. So this one, there's a reason the Rockets have been smacking Minnesota around. Minnesota just doesn't match up great with the Rockets. And Karl-Anthony Towns, you know, when you have to rely, when your best player is a post player nowadays, your pace isn't typically going to be, it's hard to get the most out of them with playing a high pace. And Tom Thibodeau doesn't fit a team as a pace team, so it's got to be a grinder team, and his team's not grinding.
No.
So, and, I mean, you know.
And the Rockets beat them with math. I mean, one of our guys, he used to be an intern here, now he does stuff for, I forgot what he does, Ali. He just pointed out the numbers, the number of threes made by the Rockets against Minnesota as compared to the other way. It just blows Minnesota out of the water. So you just watch the games the four times they played. The Rockets would beat Minnesota consistently with math. Yeah, sure, you just, Karl-Anthony Towns beat us inside for a couple buckets, but we'll just hit three threes on you, and we still win that thing 9-4. They beat them with math.
Right.
The Minnesota doesn't shoot enough or make enough threes to beat the Rockets.
It really is. It is when you hear it explained like that. You know, when it's out there, because that's what the Rockets believe in. They just believe in if we shoot a certain percentage and we do certain things, add more possessions by getting better, more steals, more offensive rebounds than the opposition. Like there's small things to increase their possessions. It really turns into who has the most possessions, because of the more possessions the Rockets get and the more their math beats your math from a 3-point standpoint, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And it does, I know it can be a little confusing, and you just think it can't be that simple. But really, if they're shooting well, you're not going to beat them. And that includes the Warriors. Nobody's going to beat them if the Rockets are shooting well. But they don't always shoot well. And we've seen that, really, I think, the last 20 games. We've seen that best shooting can be suspect. The reason it's different this year, and that's always been the case, the reason it's different this year is they can defend. They keep teams under 100 on a pretty regular basis. So they can win even when they're not shooting well. In the past, if they got a good team and they weren't shooting well, they weren't going to win. Not consistently, that's for sure.
Do you want any ugly games here? I don't think so.
Nope. I want to take care of this one quick.
No. I'm talking about low-scoring defensive battles.
Oh.
I think that favors Minnesota, if you want to know the truth.
I think it favors Houston based on the plus-minus and the defense. I mean, both teams are... If you look at the offense and defense, it favors Houston.
You look at their games, though, they were 120 to 108.
Minnesota has
a
better shot. That's because Minnesota doesn't defend.
And those numbers on the threes at Rockets_insider, Ali, he put it out there 21 hours or so ago. In the matchups, the Rockets made 69 threes to Minnesota's 34. And they shot over 43% from three, while Minnesota shot just under 37%. So 69, you can do the math.
It's a really good three-point percentage. I don't know that I would expect them to shoot 43.
But even just the number of made threes, they actually doubled Minnesota up in threes made in their four games.
Do they play as loose and freestyling as they did in the regular season? I think that, you know what, you tighten up, your rotation is smaller. I don't know that you play the same. Yeah.
You have less of the not as good players.
And there's enough time off in between games so you're not going to get tired.
That's not even a factor. What are you turning into, Ken McDougal over there in that seat?
No, I'm just I
think you're reaching for finding things that are a problem. I don't think.
No, I hope what my hope is that they don't tighten up because this is the playoffs. I hope they keep on playing the kind of ball that they played all season long.
I think they will.
I hope they will.
I don't know that Minnesota. I mean, when is Minnesota going to play really good basketball? They haven't done it all year. Well, aren't we worried about them not ever playing good basketball?
They were playing really good basketball.
Not relative to being a top team.
Until Jimmy Butler got hurt.
Relative to being a top team.
No, but they were the third best team in the West for a while until Jimmy Butler got hurt.
But third best, we already know, has forever been way behind the war. At that time, the Warriors and Rockets.
Warriors fell off.
I just don't think it's a good matchup. They're not a Thibodeau grinder team. And yeah, it's better for them if the score is low because the Rockets are a better, you know.
Well, that's what I said.
I don't think it favors Minnesota. Like, they're going to win just because it's a lower.
I didn't say that. I said the Rockets want to play. I didn't say that.
You said it favors the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I did not
Timberwolves.
Say that. It favors anybody. I never used the word favors.
I swear to God we can. Yeah.
I said which style of game would be better. And the style of game that would be better for the Rockets would be the kind of ball that they played all year.
Obviously, you want to blow teams out. That's a given. But I don't think the Rockets are not. They've really changed. They're not a pace team like they've been anymore. Their style of basketball is a lot different. I mean, they play a lot more half court basketball than they ever have.
Yeah, they used a lot of shot clock and they still scored points because of their 3-point ability. They still scored a bunch of points and they slowed the game down. They did. They slowed the game down a bunch.
A lot compared to what they used to be.
However, I still want them to play the way that they were playing. I still want them to free will with three. I'm hoping that they still are freewheeling on three-pointers. And, by the way, you know, Gerald Green played a big role this year. I'm hoping that he's going to be part of the rotation. You know.
Are you?
Yeah, I think Gerald Green should be part. Well, without
I think
Bob
give it a little test and just, think, well, yeah, it's probably he's going to have
he's
to.
He's going to have to.
But with Gerald Green, I'm like, check in. I'm interested to see what happens these first 2 or 3 minutes.
He gave him a boost quite a bit this year.
No question. But in the first 3 minutes, you know which Gerald Green is there.
Right. But, okay, so you can go, that Gerald Green's here tonight.
But I don't know Come how on much.
Now, if Gerald Green that was, all of a sudden you're like, holy Gerald crap, Green. Look at Gerald Green. If that dude shows up, you're like, hey, that's a big boost for the club. Especially, you know, that bench that is, you know, Gordon is going to be, it's going to be obvious. It's going to be Gordon. What kind of role does Ryan Anderson play?
I'm not sure. He's the same. Well, you can
now,
treat
he
him
did
the same
have a
way
big
now.
Game against Minnesota this year.
Yeah, but you can treat him the same way. If you're making from three, and by the way, he doesn't shoot well at home. So, you know, maybe you use him on the road. But with Ryan Anderson, you basically say, well, if he's feeling it, and you know quickly on Ryan Anderson too. Unfortunately, you know him too.
Well, this is like Giles with AJ. But you know what? We don't believe in him, but the coach and the manager do. you know what? He's going to keep going to Ryan because for whatever reason,
how many,
he goes to Ryan Anderson.
What's Ryan Anderson's
he's been hurt. Like, he's been hurt. So,
well, I mean, but what was it when they his minutes were still higher than you would think, but
it was higher than anybody any fan wanted them to be.
Well, yeah. That's people are over. That's the same thing with like Ken Giles.
That's right.
He's got
more appearances than any fan wants him to have. Yes.
When he was healthy, it was 11, 17, 9, 20, 34 when there was an injury, 0, 23, and 17.
Without Bamute, there's a chance the dude plays a bunch now.
And even when he was coming off the bench, 30. Well, wasn't he still on the bench in February or no? Maybe he wasn't. 30, 22. Yeah, he was, I think. 26, 21, 20, 20. Mm-hmm. That was a ton of wins, though. I think that was during the win streak.
He was
coming off the bench.
That's when he was a plus minus.
This is when he was off
genius.
When he was off the bench. 22, 26, 21, 20, and 20.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of minutes. Almost half a game.
And if he's making threes, that's great. In this particular stretch, he was making threes. If he's not, you don't have to play him. Maybe Nene plays more because you got Karl Anthony Towns. I think you mentioned it yesterday. Nene will probably play more.
He probably will.
He's probably going to play more than we've seen him.